Hey, C-53?
Yes?
How do you send an outgoing package?
Oh, well, you just need to contact whatever courier service you hope to use, and they'll come to the ship, take it wherever it's going to go.
Great. Yeah, we got a piece of misdelivered mail, I guess, here.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody dropped off a package in the hatch, and, yeah, it's not to any of us, so...
Who's it? Address?
I don't know these people. It's to Seif and the Squid?
Hmm. Why don't... Let me just... I'll just take it from you, and then figure out what it's for.
Okay.
Bargie, it's from Anton.
Wait.
Oh, sweet Anton.
Wait, the package is for you?
Came through.
Ah, sweet darling boy, Anton.
Wait, yeah. Who is Anton? Who are Seif and the Squid?
Seif and the Squid are our names we go by on a little show called Cube to Cube.
Cube to Cube.
Sometimes I go by Big Seif.
I go by the Squid.
And Anton is a good friend who sent us a great gift.
Wait, are you guys still doing Cube to Cube?
We're not still doing Cube to Cube, but Cube to Cube is still coming out. We recorded a lot of episodes.
Yeah, we recorded, what was it, like 999 in a week?
It was a lot.
Oh, so you have like a backlog that you can just release over the course of years, right?
Oh, no, we put out about 4 to 5 episodes a day.
What?
Why? A day.
In fact, I think we're actually coming up on the 999th episode in a matter of hours.
Oh, there it is. It dropped.
Yep. Sooner than I thought.
Oh, man, I'm not caught up. I'm on 78. Do I need to listen to them in order?
No, and now that sweet, sweet Anton's package has arrived,
no,
I think it's time for us to do our 1,000th episode.
Put down the hyperproton fuel. We all know what's going to happen. Put it down,
AJ, listen, you are not your robot man's keeper, all right? So, just trust me.
In the Colonel car.
I don't think it is, AJ.
All right, let's take it and do an episode, see? Let's do it!
Let's go, Squid, what's up? Squid, we are back in the saddle recapping our previous 999 episodes of Cube to Cube.
This is Cube to Cube with your two favorite hosts. It's me, Bargie.
AKA the Squid.
Your
and
partner.
The bottom layer is C-53.
I forgot your nickname.
That's okay. Maybe it'll come back to you over the course of these top 5 eps from the past 999. That's 994 episodes that we say no thank you to.
But before we get to our top 5 clips of Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, let's do housekeeping. Housekeeping.
So, housekeeping
number one. We have to tell how we're feeling on an emotional and physical level.
Right now? Amazing.
Never been worse.
Okay. Well, that's the emotion read.
Number two. Quack. Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Yeah, what is it?
Quack.
Quack.
What's going on?
What's up, housekeeping?
Oh, boy.
Too late. We're moving on.
Too late. You missed your chance. A switch. Sweeping away. I keep it out of housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Classy. Now, we've been through a lot. You know, this podcast, we've gone crazy. We've said very offensive things. We've also established rules that we broke immediately within the podcast itself.
We said it was only going to be about pop culture, but that was not true.
No, we got bored immediately. Then we became a technical advice podcast, but, you know, I don't know anything.
The reviews were bad.
And then we had that 1 month where we were very political.
Again, an unpopular decision that served our reviews badly.
Well, let's start the episode, huh? Let's go to our top 5 episode clips that we really enjoyed.
Top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's a number 5. So this is a clip from episode 323, where we briefly became a true crime podcast.
That's when they saw the body lying there and its limbs.
You really can't be in the crime scene area. This is off limits right here. If you could stay back.
And then there was this annoying guy who was around the body. You kept telling us to leave.
I'm a forensic scientist, ma'am.
Somebody really drunk on the power of their position thinks they can obstruct justice.
Honestly, you are sullying the evidence. This is making it much harder to solve this grisly crime.
Little did they know that the murderer was in the room.
Are you... Wait, what?
Who?
Are you...
You murder.
Let's see.
Is it you, buddy? did we solve it?
What?
Wow. You know, I was thinking that clip was a little, like, maybe not top five worthy, but we found a murderer.
We did. And then he spent one day in jail. He got off because his daddy is the mayor.
That's the criminal justice system in the next quadrant for you. What are you gonna do?
Well, let's go to clip four.
There's someone at the...
Number four.
What?
This is a clip from episode number 208. I remember this like it was 7 months ago, and within a week we did 999 episodes. I definitely know what this clip is about.
Yep, a very memorable episode. I don't know what this clip's gonna be.
Hey, see, we should have nicknames.
Absolutely, we're a popular podcast. We can be using our real names.
No, what if I call you,
I'm C-53. So my nickname would be...
Scrosfith?
You're making my name longer, Marge. Your nickname makes the name shorter.
Squiffin? Seth?
Seth?
Squid. The squid.
That's not bad. I love water. It makes a lot of sense. Call me the squid.
Nah, I like it. I want to be the squid.
Okay. Throwing it right back at Margie. Margie, the squid. I still need a nickname, though. I mean, what is a nickname? It's just a shorter version of your name. I'm C-53.
Carol. Well, that was clip number four. It took us about 800 other episodes for us to figure out this name.
It took a long time to come around, but we got
very
it.
Very long time.
We got it. You know, looking back at the wiki here, we didn't come up with C until episode 922. So, it took us a while. The squid has remained evergreen.
Hey, AJ, thank you for updating the wiki.
No problem. I love you guys, but, like, I really think you're hurting yourselves.
Now it's time for some BTS!
We're nose around backstage because we're behind the scenes.
A lot of different fans and listeners ask us, what is our process? Steve, please explain.
Well, listener, let me throw it out there that Hyperproton Fuel is a big part of our process. Without it, this podcast surely would not exist. So, step one, obtain Hyperproton Fuel. Step two, have 999 episodes of the best podcast to ever exist. Thank you for your question. That's behind the scenes.
Now, before we move forward, let's do some voicemails.
We're sorry.
Squid, what do you got in the old inbox today?
Let's listen.
Hi there, this is Dweez Messel at Pontroff. Listen, we've never done this, but your ratings are so low that we are asking you to cease production of Cube to Cube. Listen, again, it's a free platform. We gain or lose nothing by you being on Pontroff, but just personally, as CEO, I'm asking you to stop production of Cube to Cube. Goodbye.
I blanked out for a moment, so it sounded like they wanted more episodes.
Hey, listen, Dweez, you better hook up a fat pipe to that pod job of yours, because you're about to get a bunch more episodes of Cube to Cube. Squid, any more?
Yeah, we got 18 more.
I'm not listening to those. Delete.
Hey, when you look back at the history of the pod, what are five words that come to mind?
Sharp.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Yes.
Good times.
Wow.
Is that two words or just the one?
Yeah.
Great. That's it. That's all I got.
And all of these describe our next clip. Three. Where both C and I make very emotional calls to people from our past. For fun.
But first, we gotta do a little more hyperproton fuel. We'll see you in a minute.
Thank you.
Hey, Nermit.
Oh, hey, Black. What's up?
Hey, do you have a second? I have a favor to ask.
Sure.
I have to read this ad copy for Bargie and C-53 while they refuel, and I just...
Oh, cool.
I just know you're sort of like a recording guy, so I figured...
Yeah.
Let me know if I should, like, do anything again or...
Okay.
You know, okay.
I got it.
Support for Cube to Cube comes from Roll, a new kind of platform for online role-playing games.
So it's new?
Roll? The platform? Yeah, I mean, I guess so. That's what it says in the...
Cool.
Okay. Craving a game experience that feels genuinely intimate and powerfully creative? Roll is a premium online community for collaborative, powerful, and accessible narrative role-playing. More than just searching dungeons and slaying dragons, Roll is the place
definitely
where...
definitely not Dragon. That I know.
Dragon. Dragons. How else would you pronounce it?
I don't know, but I just have a feeling that's wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. More than just searching dungeons and slaying dragons, Roll is the place where diverse voices gather to discover new worlds, meet lifelong friends, and adventure together.
Wait, that's our whole thing.
Yeah, this sounds like... I think this is sort of like a fictional version of what we do in real life. Through high-quality video tools...
So on the weekend, I could just... on the weekend, I could basically be doing
work. Do you have notes? Do you have notes for me?
I'm giving you a note, sort of. I'm asking you if I do this on the weekend or at nights, I could be doing, like, cool work stuff, even off hours.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Through high-quality video tools, marketplace discovery, and player matching services, you'll have everything you need to imagine stories that represent you. Join the next wave of online narrative play. Check out their Kickstarter, running now, for exclusive first access to both their online tools and 6 original role-playing games from a range of indie creators. Visit playroll.com /zix.com.
Maybe dot space wasn't available.
Yeah.
I'll check
visit it. playroll.com/zix to be among the first to join this community when it launches later this year. That's playroll, playroll.com/zyxx.
Zyxx, and I'm
or
in it, and...
No, I'm almost done.
Okay,
are you
then finish.
At the website right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it looks great.
I don't... This isn't an ad for you. I'm not advertising to you right
you
now.
You are. I'm the only one you're talking to, and I like
no,
it.
This is for an...
I believe in the power of authentic narrative play. Me too.
Okay, Mermit.
I'm what?
What are you doing?
I'm reading the cool stuff on the website for Roll.
Okay, fine. That's playroll, ROLE.com/ZYXX, or find the link in the episode notes. Or ask Nermit, because apparently he's a big Jackin fan.
That's not in the copy, but yes, you can. You can call me directly, player. I'm gonna be the first one.
Okay, I gotta go.
Six indie games? Kidding me? Support.
Welcome back to Cube to Cube. To recap, it's Cube to Cube. And now you're about to listen to some emotional phone calls. Hit the clip.
Hello?
Hey, it's Budgie.
I told you to never call here.
I just wanted to call and say I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you're slurring.
I just wanted to call and say I'm so sorry.
You're slurring.
I'm so sorry for what I did.
No.
I'm so sorry for what I did.
Don't call again.
All right, see you later. See you for brunch.
What? No.
Budgie, I didn't hear the other end of that conversation, but it sounds like you did great.
Mud under the rug.
As the saying goes.
All right, you can see.
Hello?
Hey, you going to brunch with the squid?
What? Who are you?
You're talking to Seif right now, big boy.
Who's the squid?
Who's the squid? You even listen to our show?
What show? Are you friends with Bargy?
I don't have time to answer all these questions. I just wanted to call this.
No.
Yes.
Are you Bargy's drug buddy? What is going on?
I'm really sorry about what that. Okay.
Please stop. Please. Hold on, I have another call.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Bargy.
No! Get no!
That was from episode 444 when we were in kind of a down period.
Amazing how quickly old issues can be resolved!
That's making progress here on Cube Cube. Alright, Cube Heads, we're going to the number 2 best episode of Cube Cube.
Cube Cube!
That's right, it's episode 672, the episode where we kidnapped Galactic Poet Laureate. Telfon Doodle.
Yeah, we kidnapped him!
Had a great sit down. With them. Here it is.
I wish not to be here upon this dark ship where you've taken me and clipped me to the wall of this ship where you will not let me go. No. No. No.
Are you like a slam poet or something?
Is there another kind of poet?
Yeah.
Like poets who do not slam? Well, that is not the type of poet that I am.
Oh, here it is. Well, Bart, it's gotta go down as one of our worst decisions.
Worst.
way to take the podcast.
But you know what's a great way we took the podcast?
Several. I'm going to do a drum roll here. This is the number one best episode of Game Cube.
I go high, you go low.
That's right, you guessed it. It's episode 956.
56!
Where we...
Where a prank call goes a little wrong.
Man, a little right?
Dermot Bundeloy here, also management of Bermot Nundeloy.
We're looking to book Bermot Nundeloy for a private event.
Oh, excellent. I have access to him. Yes. Can you tell me the date? I'll check his schedule. It's quite packed, but
it's just the first time he's a circuit
arm. Oh, well, wow, he is available. That's great. Okay. Can I ask about the event? What are you looking for? Acoustic? Do you need a backing band? Do you want to play the hits? Deep tracks?
Only deep tracks, please.
Wow, okay. No, that can be arranged. I don't know if you've met him. He's one of those cool guys that's approachable.
Long story short, we ended up having to make up a gig because we felt really bad.
We were very embarrassed by that one. Some pranks have an emotional cost.
Hey, everybody. Thought there'd be more people here, but happy for the gig. I was asked for deep tracks, so here we go.
Woo, Nermy!
All right, Nermit.
Staring out from the cliffs of Phelan.
I've seen Clint's Peter, right?
Thinking of, dreaming of, wondering of them.
Who's them, do you think?
Them is Dar. Them is Dar.
You gotta give it up to some of those deep cuts, am I right? Bourbon on the live hands?
What next? Yes. They say I'm small, but I'm not small. They say I'm small, but it's not true. They say I'm small, but I'm so big. They say I'm me, but I might be you. If you're big, then we're the same size. Same.
Be you. That track is no good.
Burn it.
You gotta take that. Burn it. Burn it.
Burn it.
See, that was amazing. Look at that.
Squid, I can't believe how many great episodes we've done in this podcast.
Get it.
A little different being on Hyper Proton Fuel while being in this loader frame. I feel super strong. Honestly, I feel like I can lift you.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go outside the ship and lift you.
Do it.
All right, we're going.
Do it. Opening up my hatch.
Attribution stride commencing outro protocol. Seif was played by Jeremy Benn. The Squid was played by Mujan Zafagari. Tech Dexter and Patra, CEO Dweez Messel, were played by Alden Ford. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. AJ and Bargie's estranged friend were played by Winston Null. Nurit Bundeloid and slam poet laureate Telfon Toodledoo were played by Seth Lind. Sound design, mix, original music, and cube-to-cube bumpers by Shane O'Connell. Edited by Seth Lind. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Ship design for Bird, Jerry and Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Thanks to Roll for making this episode possible. Join their online role-playing community at playroll.com/Zix, where you can also back their Kickstarter. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hi, I'm James, host of Minority Corner, which is a
podcast that's all about intersectionality. It's hosted by James with a guest host every week.
Discussing all sorts of wonderful issues, nerdy and political.
Pop culture.
Black, queer, feminism.
Race, sexuality.
News.
You're going to learn your history, their self-empowerment, and it's told by what feels like your best friend.
Why should someone listen to Minority Corner?
Why not?
Oh my God, free stuff.
There's not free stuff.
The listeners of Minority Corner will enjoy some necessary LOLs, but
mainly a look at what's happening in our world through a colorful lens.
People will get the perspective of marginalized communities.
I feel heard. I feel seen.
Like you said, you need to understand how to be more proactive in your community, and this is a great way to get started.
Join us every Friday on Max Fun or wherever you get your podcast.
Minority Corner.
Because together, we're the majority.
Hey everyone, it's I, John Hodgman of the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I, Elliot Kalin of the Flophouse podcast.
And we've made a whole new podcast, a 12-episode special mini-series called iPodius, in which we recap, discuss, and explore the very famous 1976 BBC miniseries about ancient Rome called I, Claudius. We've got incredible guests such as Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins, as well as star of I, Claudius, Sir Patrick Stewart, and his son, non-Sir Daniel Stewart.
Don't worry, Dan, you'll get there someday.
iPodius is the name of the show. Every week from MaximumFun.org for only 12 weeks. Get them at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Were you like a slam poet or something?
Is there another kind of poet?
Yeah, there's like a bunch.
Poets who do not slam? Well, that is not the type of poet that I am.
Oh, boy. Here it is.
Some call me door. Some call me car door.
No, yeah, you're done. You're done. You're done. That's the blackout for sure.
I see. Give him a nickname. Give him a nickname.
All right.
Slam Shepherd comes to mind.
Jeez Louise. Okay.